Okay, so again, this is the four columns exercise. You're going to become more aware of how why you're reacting the way you react. And it's really simple. What you do is you start on the right-hand side, so you go in this order, okay, in how you fill this out. And you start off, this is a good exercise to get into the routine of doing once a day. That's probably best, or at least 3 or 4 times a week. Because again, you're bringing your subconscious awareness to your conscious awareness. You're becoming consciously aware of the things that you're doing, of the ways that you're thinking. And as you do that, as you're consciously aware of them, you'll start questioning them in your daily life. It's a fantastic exercise for that. Okay, this is an exercise that I swear by, and that many, many, many of my past clients swear by as they've done it. If you don't do it, you're not going to get much benefit. So you start off with a reaction. So I'm going to use a really common reaction. Cut off in traffic, practiced fancy sign language. Okay, so I was cut off in traffic, I practiced fancy sign language with this jerk that did this thing, right? So once you've written down your reaction should be really quick. This should take you no time at all. It should take you a few seconds to fill the first column. Then you're going to move back and you're going to talk about emotions, both primary and secondary. And I'll explain what this means, okay? So you start off by going, how did I feel? What were the emotions that came up? So this is probably the emotion that comes up for most people. Anger. I was angry, okay? But even though that's the one you were probably feeling as you were reacting in this way, what you want to do is ask yourself, so this is the secondary emotion. What you want to ask is, what is the primary emotion? Most of us have emotional clusters, and I've talked about this before, but in these emotional clusters, we have things that we show to other people, and there are other things that we feel that we don't feel safe showing to other people. So I'll give you an example. When somebody cuts you off in traffic, probably the primary emotion, I should have put a 2 here, okay, for secondary. Probably the primary emotion is fear. I probably felt scared for that split moment because I thought something bad was going to happen to me or my family, and then the anger comes. Now, for most people doing this exercise, this will be the easy emotion to identify. You know, I was hurt. I was angry. Okay, actually, anger is probably going to come out a lot as you think about your reactions. But behind that, you'll probably feel things like fear. Maybe you'll say you were lonely. Maybe you say you were sad, hurt, disregarded. These emotions are what's going on behind. That's what gives rise to the fear, and the fear, or sorry, it gives rise to the anger, and the anger is what gives rise to a certain reaction. I mean, if I'm angry, yeah, maybe I would do something crazy that's not logical in the moment, and then you've got to go through this scenario yourself. Okay, so now we're going to go back one more. Now again, this should take you a few seconds. This should take you a few more seconds. This part, if you are new to this exercise and you are not really emotionally aware, this will take you some time. Now, if this takes you a while, that's good. It means you're working out your brain. You're learning a crazy amount right now. So if this takes a while, do it even more. Do this every day for a while. Okay. Don't do this more than once a day. The first time you do this entire exercise, it might take you 10 minutes. It might take you 5-10 minutes. But after you do this over and over and over again, once you've done it a couple weeks in a row, you're going to be really quick with this. What'll eventually happen is you'll start doing it in your head and you won't even need the sheet. You'll simply go back and go, oh, this is what I'm believing. This is what I'm thinking. So what is the thought, what is the statement in my head going on as I feel fear and anger and cut people off, and somebody cuts me off in traffic and I practice fancy sign language? What are the thoughts? Maybe a thought is, this guy is an idiot, okay? Maybe the thought, and again, these aren't beliefs, these are thoughts that are happening in the moment, okay? Maybe another thought that you can have is, maybe you can ask a question like, why do I ever drive in this crazy city? Okay, So maybe those are the thoughts going through your head. So again, this, the primary emotions, the emotions that are behind these other emotions are going to take you some time. Then these thoughts and these statements are going to take you some time again. This might take you a little while. These thoughts and statements might take you a little while. That's okay. If it's taking you a while, it's all the more reason to do it. It would be the same as if somebody said, do 10 push-ups, and you weren't able to do one. If you're not able to do one push-up, that means that you have all the more reason to do push-ups, right? Arnold Schwarzenegger, I don't know, whoever, that's not the person who needs to do a bunch of push-ups. The person that needs to do the push-ups is the person that doesn't have the strength to lift their own weight, okay, with their chest. And I believe pretty much everyone should be able to do that. So think through this, all right? You need to do this if you're not good at it, or it's not easy coming easy to you. So that's the thoughts and statements. Last, you're going to go through your beliefs. Now, your beliefs are going to be the most difficult to understand in the beginning. Once you get better at this, they'll be easier to identify. But you will find that there are some crazy beliefs that you believe in the moment, okay? So for example, maybe your belief at that time is young men who drive pickups are all jerks who are narcissistic. They only think of themselves, okay? Okay? Maybe a belief is that this city is dangerous. Maybe the belief is people don't care about others. Maybe these are the beliefs that are underlying that, okay? So these are more global beliefs. They're more widespread of with what's going on. And once you've gone back this way, you'll start to understand what gives rise to other things. So for example, if you have the beliefs that young men who drive pickups are all jerks, and this city is dangerous, and people don't care about others, well then it makes sense that you'd think to yourself, this guy's an idiot, and ask yourself, why do I even drive in this city? And it would make sense that you have fear, it would make sense that you have anger, and it would make sense that you practice fancy sign language, okay? Not because this fancy sign language fixes the situation, but because it's coming from this is not about saying I agree with this, it's simply saying this is what's going on, okay? It's simply self-awareness. Now, once you do this a bunch of times, once you understand this really well, what you'll start to do is you'll start to go, well, wait a second, is this true? Are all young men who drive pickups jerks? Well, no, that's not true. Are all women a certain way? Are all of a certain race a certain way? Are all of a certain religion a certain way? No, well, as soon as you can ask yourself that question, you can say, well, wait a second, that's not true. And then you can ask another question. I'm going to give you another really quick example here of something that I find fascinating. The reason I find this fascinating is that you can change one thing in this scenario. You can change one thing in this scenario, and everything will change for you, okay? So let me give you an example. If you challenge your belief, okay? If you challenge your belief, everything here changes. Let's play that same scenario where somebody cuts you off and you storm, you kick the gas down and you're driving up beside them and you're gonna really show them what for. You might even roll down your window and yell at them because that'll really get them, right? And as you're pulling up beside them, you look in the back seat and there's a pregnant woman obviously laboring, and there's like an 18-year-old kid in the front seat, and you can see sweat covering their body. They're frantically trying to get to the hospital because this person in the backseat is going into labor, or is in labor. Okay, let's say that happens. Okay, what has changed in the scenario? They still cut you off in traffic. That's still true. But when you drive beside them, when your belief about the situation changes, what are your thoughts going to do now? Now, instead of thinking this guy's an idiot, or why do I drive in this crazy city, maybe the thought is, oh no, I hope they're safe. Maybe that's the thought that goes through your mind. Maybe the statement you make in your mind is, how can I help? Maybe the primary emotion now is compassion, empathy. Okay? And if those are the emotions, what is your reaction? Well, your reaction now will be completely different. You're not going to be screaming out of the window at them. Now maybe you are going to Maybe you see an oncoming, maybe you see a truck coming up from behind them. And that person might put them in danger. So you actually stop that vehicle with your car, or you do something crazy like that, or you maybe call the police and say, hey, listen, this is happening beside me. Are people ready at the hospital, or whatever, right? But know that your reaction is going to be completely different, not because the situation is different. They still cut you off in traffic. That's still the thing that happened. You don't know what's going on in people's minds as they cut you off in traffic, or as they react to something, or are scared themselves and reacting to other things going on in them. What you react to is not the situation. You react to what you believe about the situation. And this exercise is fantastic about with raising awareness for that. So I want you to practice this again. Practice it once a day, a few times a week. As you go through this, you're going to discover a crazy amount about yourself, and actually you're going to grow a ton. And then I want your comments. I mean, when we have our sessions and group sessions where you can call in and ask questions, feel free to ask questions at that time, anything about this exercise or what comes out of it.